Welcome to Podcasting for LTA. My name's Andrew Middleton. And in the program today, the main feature is going to be looking at the application of SMS text messaging to enhance teaching and learning. I'll be talking to Carl McCauley from the Faculty of Development and Society and Susanna Diamond from the Learning and Teaching Institute about their work in that area. Before that, I'm going to spend a couple of minutes just looking at some of the information that's coming out of the Learning and Teaching Institute at the moment that might be useful to you. I'd like to spend a few minutes just telling you about some of the information that's being produced in the Learning and Teaching Institute that I think you'll find useful. First thing that I want to take a look at is a report called the Learning and Teaching and Assessment Report, Looking Forward, Glancing Back, that's just been released from the LTI. The purpose of the report is to note and celebrate successes from the last year and to look forward at some of the opportunities that are emerging for learning, teaching and assessment at the university and indeed beyond. The report introduces the new LTA strategy for the university, the headlines of which include developing the core values of employability, supportiveness and of being forward-looking. And the strategy also looks at making the most of successful LTA initiatives by creating a multiplier effect and developing awareness of good practice and innovation in learning, teaching and assessment. Undoubtedly, I'll put a special podcast together so that we can look at the LTA strategy in more depth, but this report is a good starting point. The report also covers the Assessment for Learning initiative that's just been launched. It looks at what's happening in each of the faculties. It covers Blackboard and e-learning, likely directions and developments in those areas. Information resources are also covered. And finally, there's a very interesting chunk on new and emerging ideas and technologies in the domain of learning, teaching and assessment. So if you're the sort of person that listens to this podcast, I think you'll be the sort of person that would be interested in having a flick through this 15-page booklet. The booklet can be picked up in the LTI, or it can be downloaded from the LTI's staff intranet website. It's on the front page, the home page of that site. There's a link to it there. So that you can download that as a PDF file. The other thing that I just want to mention are some of the other documents being produced in the LTI at the moment with the intent of sharing information about some of the things that we're working at here. You can pick these up from the LTI and they are now available also on the LTI's staff intranet site. So there's a document here, a headline document, looking at the content system and e-portfolio pilots that we're involved in. There's a guide document showing how blogs, feeds and podcasts can be incorporated into Blackboard. There's a case study report on the GAP project, looking at the difference between the expectations of students and their perception of their actual experience. There's another headline document here looking at SMS texting for collaborative learning, and that of course is the theme of the main feature of this podcast today. There's a briefing paper on mobile gaming devices, another on screencasting technology, and digital repositories in learning. Repositories reusability, this is an area that the LTI is particularly keen to develop, and look at people who are interested in developing resources that can be shared. There's a call for participation here for e-learning ideas exchange. You've got some good practice, some good ideas. Well, here's a document about sharing those ideas. There's a call for participation here on inviting people to join up for the integrated e-learning course. And I'm going to be speaking to Liz Aspen, who is leading that course. I'll be speaking to her and hopefully some of her students in a couple of weeks' time on this podcast. And a document here, headline document, 11 things not to do with Blackboard. So a fairly light going set of tips just to help you design your Blackboard courses. We have information on the SETLs. We have two SETLs based up here in the LTI. And there's information and calls for participation about technology bundles, how we're looking at portable mobile devices and things like digital cameras, MP3 recorders, and we're looking at staff in the faculties using such devices and games devices and telling us what they think they can do with them and then reporting back. There's also information on podcasting and games for learning, and over the months the list of documents will increase. As I say, you can pick any of these documents up in the LTI, that's on level 7 of the AdSet Centre at City Campus, or you can go to our staff intranet site and see what's available up there in the form of PDF documents. So now let's move to the main feature for this week, which is a discussion with Carl McCauley from Development and Society and Susanna Diamond from the Learning and Teaching Institute, who joined me to discuss what's happening at Sheffield Hallam University with SMS text messaging and how we might be able to use it to enhance the learning, teaching and assessment experience here. Carl, what's your role and what is your interest in SMS?
I work in Development Society as online services, which essentially is programming and writing web pages. And my interest in SMS started about 3-4 years ago when it was one of the academics brought it up as a topic.
So an academic approached you with questions about whether we could do it?
It was sort of rolled on from there, and it's now grown into a much larger system. Encompasses the full whole development of society, not just social science and law, like it's titled out.
So, Susanna, what's your interest in SMS?
I'm interested in any innovative uses of technology in learning and teaching, and SMS seems to be one that's ripe for exploiting.
Can you, either of you, bring me up to speed fairly briefly with how SMS is being used at Sheffield Hallam?
Well, in Development Society, all our students are on the system, as it were. They can be texted at any time from anywhere. That system is currently being upgraded to allow for other faculties. We're hoping ACES will be coming into the system soon.
So is it likely to go university-wide, that system?
It may grow. I'm sort of taking it a step at a time.
Yeah.
I'm also aware that there's another pilot running from IT Services. Ray Gardner is supporting a pilot which allows one-way texting to students, and it's currently being used for admin purposes, but also there's an interest in using it for more LTA-type activities. And at the same time, it's already being used for prospective students. They can text the university to find out if there are places on the course that they want to come to, and they receive an answer back by text. So it's certainly being used by our current students.
Okay, so generally the picture is it's being used in an admin sort of way to support the student experience rather than to support learning itself at the moment.
Yeah, we've introduced two-way texting recently, so students can text back. There are still a number of technical problems we're having in identifying the student that we're looking to expand that. We look at an online survey system, which we're piloting, and students can text members of staff directly.
So the potential now with the two-way does suggest that there will be opportunities for embedding the technology within learning more, but I was interested in the risks and some of the downsides perhaps to using SMS. What's your experience of that, Carl? Any problems you've encountered?
We've had very few problems reported. I do ask on a regular basis if there have been problems. One person sold their phone onto somebody else and she got a bit upset with the new owner. We just deleted the phone number from SI. That solved that problem. I think most of the risks are that somebody may perceive themselves getting unsolicited marketing material, which could lead to problems of telephone preference service. That would, I think, could lead to a problem there.
Yeah, the only other thing I would mention is accessibility. But I feel that this is an additional technology which may assist some people. And for those who can't use it, there are alternatives that can be used alongside it. They can still use email, They can use email to send text and to receive text, or indeed phone an operator to create a text. So there's quite a lot of flexibility in using it.
Yeah, that's one of the questions I have about SMS, really, or any technology that always supplements other practice. You have to wonder, where is the real benefit in this technology if it's not actually replacing some other practice or some other technology? So it sounds like a bit of an add-on. Do you think we'll get to a point where people are depending upon it and we can depend upon it?
I think that it does some things that you can't do in other ways, in terms of receiving information when you're out and about, without having to go to a computer and start it up. You can easily gain access to that, or indeed record thoughts or send information quite easily.
Yeah, I've heard people talking about it as a mobile notice board. That admin sort of use of it is basically how you've been using it so far.
A lot of it is staff's off sick, lectures cancelled. And a lot of it from timetabling is to prompt students to hand in assignments and to make module choices, things like that. In that respect, it has expanded from somebody's off sick to those other areas. We are looking for feedback from students, and there is a survey going out at the moment.
But that reminds me that you now have enabled two-way messaging.
Yeah.
So with that new aspect of the service in DNS coming on online, if you like, have any new ideas come with that technical potential?
The new ideas have come using an incoming message associated with a keyword as first word. That's our main new idea for the survey system and SMS to email system, also email public folders in Exchange, so a group of people can pick up a message as well.
So from a technical point of view, people can communicate with the system, yeah, and using those keywords can direct messages even into one data set or into an email inbox.
Yes.
So what about the reasons why people might want to use that sort of service? Have any new ideas emerged?
From my point of view, from where I'm standing, no.
I mean, in a sense, Carl developed some of those things in response to prompting from me. I was interested in the potential of using SMS in two-way formats. And talking to academics recently, it sounds like there are quite a lot of ideas for how those could be used to support teaching and learning.
Do you want to sort of outline two or three of the ideas there?
There was the idea of supporting students on placement. Not just in an admin way, but in prompting them to consider things or to ask them to contribute ideas back in terms of their experiences. Or setting up, say, a treasure hunt for students to go off and find information in response to prompts. There are quite a lot of quite interesting ideas coming up. Some were around support from the library service, so they might be able to check if a book they've requested is due in or that they need to return a book. And some kind of exactly mundane uses, are there PCs available? But some are much more interesting about using it for coaching or motivational purposes. Have you thought of doing this? How about this as a way to develop? And some of it can be quite personalised.
Something that's occurred to me is the idea of the trickling of information. So rather than moving from one learning event on a Monday to the next week's Monday learning event, you could actually be sowing the seeds throughout the week at a gentle rate, but without inundating the students. So keeping them engaged, that continuous engagement sort of idea is something that I think could be explored quite a lot. I noticed a case study from Italy that was using that sort of technique to develop the extension of vocabulary. And another idea that I had mentioned was the sort of tip of the week sort of use of it. But I think that there seems to be quite a long way to go with embedding SMS texting within the learning environment.
I mean, I think the systems have only just become available to us. So as more people start to take up, we'll start to have a number of case studies available and ideas for sharing about how to use SMS in teaching and learning.
Is the technology likely to develop in any way? you know, the SMS format is great in that it's quite well defined and limited. We're talking about small amounts of text-based information. But what are the related technologies, and where might those technologies develop? Or isn't developing the technology that useful to us?
I think the advantage of SMS is that it's a base level that all students who have a mobile phone can use. Certainly there are other technologies like MMS, where that involves sending media files, has some quite exciting possibilities for enriching that communication. But I still like this notion that it's a very simple technology and that we can use it in quite creative ways.
How much of a shift would it be to start supporting multimedia-based messaging?
Probably not that difficult, but it's the expense. With SMS is a very cheap means of communication. All the other newer systems, including WAP, all have a cost involved. And with companies charging by the byte, then that could cause difficulty, especially with students. If they're paying to receive messages, then I think they would be unhappy about it.
What one of the questions that I've heard raised is about cost. Mm. And there are two models here that we're looking at, I suppose. One, we are sending messages out to a number of students, and there's a cost per recipient. At the moment in your faculty, that is actually being absorbed because you're operating this project at quite a low level, I suppose, and it's admin-based, so you can actually see the benefit shifting from other areas of expenditure. What is the cost of actually sending a message to one recipient?
One person costs, what, 8.5p?
So for a large cohort, we're talking about, you better be sure you want to send a message to this many people in one go. So it's not inconsiderable. So there is a cost factor there. And then, of course, the other aspect to it, now you're starting to make two-way texting possible, is the issues around, are students going to be willing to pay for submitting their texts in the other direction? Either of you got any thoughts about how those costs can be absorbed?
No, I think it depends quite a lot on how many texts are sent out. I think you could do quite a focused intervention, if you like, which might not require that many SMS, but would probably make quite a big impact. And equally, if you're asking students to send things in, you have to be thinking quite carefully about whether this is the appropriate medium to use and whether email would do the job. It's about finding the uses that leverage the flexibility of where you are when you're doing the texting.
Yeah, and of course, you know, one of the great things about it is it's mobile. You know, I mentioned before the mobile notice board idea, but, you know, so far we've been talking about the classroom, but probably we're going to see a lot of the best ideas emerge from sort of field trip scenarios, collecting data, traffic survey type exercises and that sort of thing. Is that where you expect the next shift to be at helm?
Some of it, but I can also see potential uses in the classroom that you might want an instant use of SMS so that you can collect data in a face-to-face context and rapidly gain a sense of what people are thinking about or do an activity that frees up time for more face-to-face work.
So the two main properties then would seem to be the mobile potential and also the instantaneous potential of it, that getting that immediate interaction and timely interaction or notice to the student or the academic.
And the potential to collate data from a number of students in a very effective way, rather than having to go around the class pulling bits of scribbled notes.
With SMS, if you're doing a survey, the question has to be simple and the answer has to be simple. You can't do complicated questions and answers because the wider variety of responses, the more difficult it is to collate your answers. Either want a yes or a no or a definite article. Mm. You can't have...
So, again, that's thinking of appropriate uses and working within its limitations.
I think to do it beyond that, I have already got a survey system in place which is web-based. It would not take a huge leap to adapt it into a WAP format, probably a certain amount of research, and then we'd be able to let students try that.
And so that would give potential for sending out more structured questions?
Yes.
But there might also be a cost implication
for the student. There would be a cost to the student, yes.
Okay, well, it's early days, and I think we've noticed that it's not the most wonderful technology that's ever appeared, but there could be some really valuable uses for it. So perhaps, you know, just to close, Susanna, you're interested in this area, you've got some ideas, you've run some workshops on it. I think we've concluded that the next great ideas are going to come from people probably listening to this podcast. So would it be fine to invite people to contact you?
Absolutely, I'd really love to hear from anyone listening to this send in your ideas. I can be contacted s.m.diamond@shoe.ac.uk.
Right, well, thank you very much, Carl and Susanna, for contributing to this session. Thanks.
If you've heard one of these podcasts before, you'll know that I made a rather ambitious promise to offer you what I've called the big idea. One big idea for every week of the year. And in this program, the thing that I thought was worth mentioning was something called wayfaring.com. What this is an online application that allows people who visit it to create customized maps. Now, you might think this is a rather bizarre idea for learning, but I am aware that there are several courses that could benefit from being able to customise, annotate maps of either places in the UK or places in other parts of the world. I was very impressed when I went to wayfaring.com with how easy it was to use this system, and it occurred to me that being able to edit maps in this way would be useful for anyone that's taking some students away on field trips in terms of planning exercises and activities, perhaps tours of the cities that are being visited and that sort of thing. Likewise, I thought there would be uses here in terms of people that wanted to develop sort of treasure hunt based field trips. And I'd be interested to know from anyone who visits wayfaring.com what you think about that and how useful it might be to you. Well, I'd like to thank you for listening again to Podcasting for LTA. As always, I'll send out the invitation. If you've got anything to talk about, please feel free to let me know about that. Email me at lta-podcast@shoe.ac.uk. If you'd like to have a go at taking part in a broadcast or producing a feature of your own, then please, you know, get in touch, and I'm very keen to involve as many people as possible over the next 12 months as I'm running this project. Programs we've got coming up include interviews with students who are on student placement, and we have a program where I speak to two German students who are here at Sheffield Hallam University, listening to their experience of being students here, but also listening to their experience of developing mobile-based games and museum guides for mobile devices. Two areas that have several connections for e-learning there. And as I mentioned earlier, we hope to be speaking to Liz Aspen and some of her students about the Integrating E-Learning course and how that's going. Okay, well, thanks for joining me, and you'll find in the information where you found this podcast, you will find further information that takes you through to the showcase notes for this program, where you'll be able to find some more information about SMS text messaging in learning, and a link through to the LTI's staff intranet pages too. Okay, thanks for joining me.